guys, welcome to the Gold Standard Podcast. This is Minsu, and I am really excited to tell you about my summer vacations. Matter of fact, I am here at Buznica, Morocco. For those who don't know what Buznica or where Buznica is, it's the oceans in Morocco, not that far from the airport, maybe like 30 minutes, and it's kind of between Casablanca and Marrakech. Marrakech is the famous tourist place, so you can also look it up. If you don't know where Morocco is, don't feel bad because I did not either. I was confused with Monaco because I went to Monaco like 12 years ago and I thought it was, you know, one of the European countries. However, Morocco is in Africa. Yay! I am in Africa. Can you imagine like being in Africa? You would think that it's gonna be super hot and there is a desert, but not really. I am in the ocean right now. I am walking by the beach. Very, very beautiful. The water, I mean the air, the temperature is just perfect, like California. You know, I live in Korea now, and I always record my all podcasts in Korea. Right now, Korea is summertime, very humid and hot. It's kind of disgusting. I don't want to be there. And it's really, really nice out here. I think you can hear the background, you know? The waves, it's so awesome. Not many people right now as it is still kind of early. And, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's talk about Morocco again. So Morocco is in Africa, but right below Spain. So you can see a lot of like cultures like mixed. It's very amazing. I was surprised. Like many people here, like they speak French, but also Arabic. So the culture of Arabic, and they do have a lot of French influencer, but also, because it's in Africa, you see a lot of like, it's just amazing. It's my first visit and I can't believe it's already like four or five days here. I feel like I just got here, but now it's almost time to go back to Korea. So I just want to tell you how is here, how is my summer vacation so far. I went to a couple of cities, and I am actually going to Casablanca. And I am sure, for even though you don't know Morocco, you have heard of Casablanca as it is famous movies. Yes, so I'm going there. I went to one of the, you know, the famous cities for tourists, which is Marrakech yesterday, and it is amazing. Well, first of all, it is super hot. Not like here, it is like 41 degrees. Oh man, it was super hot. I mean, super hot, and I understand why people, you need a hat, or you have to cover your face, or you just have to do something about it. But the good thing is, it's not super humid, so still, I mean, I don't like hot and being humid, so it's not too bad still. I wish I could show you the picture of me, but if you want to see some of the pictures from Morocco, you can also check out my Instagram. It's Minsugo, and I have posted a few things. One of my favorite things here is fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, especially fruit though. Like I thought the Southeast Asia has probably the best fruits, but oh my gosh, you have to have fruits here. I had like a boom, watermelons, orange, melon. They are all super sweet and very good. So in Marrakech, there is a market, famous market. If you go there, you see everything. Like they are selling from clothing to jewelries and souvenirs and shoes and traditional clothing. And like so many things, even food. So one of the most popular things is like orange juice. It's only like 40 cents per glass. And it is very sweet. So you have to try that if you go there. And it was pretty hot during the day. Obviously it's hot, it's 41. But when I went back to the market at night, it was super, super crowded. Like so many people, not only just tourists, and I can see why it is a popular spot for tourists, because you can see so many Moroccans, like just regular Moroccans, and you know how they eat there, how they just enjoy, just hanging out, talking. It's like so fun to watch it, like from their traditional dancing, and you can see a lot of like things for tourists too. But be careful though, like they're gonna offer you something and they're gonna put you in spot that where you just have to pay for it. So if you don't want it, don't try to make a contact, just keep walking. And another thing, if you go there, like there are so many like food court, you know, you can see the food courts outside, but you see so many food court, and they are going to try to get you like to come to their store or come to their spot, and like they will talk to you. It's like it was so funny. We do have it in Korea too, especially like usually like clothings or maybe cell phone, but they are not that persistent, you know. They just say, hey, come here, well, we have this. But these guys, like, oh my gosh. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, it was quite interesting experience to do it. The food, it was very, it's like street food, stews, like meat, chickens, and some beef. It was pretty good. And they do eat a lot of bread. And one thing that I was also surprised is so much, like, they love sugar stuff. Well, I thought Americans love sugar, but people here, like, they eat a lot of sugars. Like, for the breakfast, it was, like, shocking. So, of course, orange juice, yeah, which is good. I love orange juice. Drinking orange juice in the morning is good, by the way. What they have is like pancakes. I mean, pancakes are good. Moroccan style pancakes, it's I think it's a little bit like fried, but how they eat the crepe, like French version of crepe, like they have this crepe and they put sugar or honey, and then that's how they eat. Like that's it. I was like, flour with sugar, and that's your breakfast. And plus, you can have another cookies too. So I thought it was very interesting. It's just so funny. I mean, not funny, but you know, for me, it's like, wow, it's like different. But the taste was really good, actually, because I did not want it to eat with just sugar. It was just like, oh no, there's no way for me to put sugar like by myself. So what I did instead, using the crepe, and then you can actually put some, add some fruits, like banana was good, so I put the bananas in, and whatever you have, but that's pretty much the breakfast. And another thing is, we're surprising, they do eat super late, so the dinner is usually after the sunset, but the thing is, the sunset is around like 8:30, and after 8:30, so you start eating your dinner around 9 o'clock, or even 9:30 or 10. So it was quite interesting, like, oh man, like eating dinner at 10 o'clock, but that happens here. And I just love the way that they do like eat a lot of, I mean, it's really healthy overall. They do drink a lot of tea, especially like mint tea, and a lot, because it's the fruits are so sweet, there are very dried fruits as a like lunchtime snack, and eat a lot of like nuts and this figs, like dried figs, and there, it was just good. It's good. But the only thing though, it's hard to do the portion control, because they put things in one spot for the whole family. So you'll see it's like a lot of food. So if you don't know how, if you don't count for yourself, then you are, well, at least me, ended up eating the whole thing. So I had to be careful just not eating too much, because my problem is I would eat anything that I have in front of me. So that's why I do like to measure the portions, so that I just eat, you know, what I have. But here it was a little bit hard. And I love the food, and I don't want to miss the opportunities. You know, not many people get to have a chance to come to Morocco. So anyway, so I want to tell you about my nutrition, exercise, what's going on with it. I actually started intermittent fasting, and I did it for about a week, and then I had to come here. So to tell you what the point is, I am not able to continue intermittent fasting anymore, no diet at all. I'm just eating what they have, and I try all the new things, even sweets. But I try not to eat too much sugar things, as I do know it's not very good for you. So one thing you need to remember, like, sweets are good, and you go to countries and try new things, but if you do know that's something bad for you, like sugar, too much sugar, it's not good for you. So, but what you do, you still try them, you know, you do want to try, but you don't have to eat a whole lot. Just try one bite. Oh, this is what it is, you know. And instead, I do eat a lot of healthy, good food here, like olives, for example. It's very popular here. And every meal, they bring the olives. And they do use a lot of extra virgin olive oil. And it is so good. So what I do eat a lot of those. And I kind of can tell why they're so, like, their skin, I think, it were hair. You know, if you eat a lot of, like, olive oils, it's good for your skins and hair. So I think, well, that's one of the things that I wanted to get before I go back home. So food is amazing. They do eat a lot of meat also, vegetables, meat, fruits. Also a lot of carbs. Like, I think it's because of the French and influencer, then they do eat, they always have meat, I mean the bread, and they make it a sandwich. I'm just laughing because they are like family, the whole family, dad and mom and daughter, sons, and they're doing exercise, like now they're doing sit-ups, and they just did some, I don't know. So it's by the way, I'm at the beach right now, and it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. It's nice. Like, you don't see many, like, built people, like, not at all, no musculars, but people, like, run. People do a lot of, like, they play soccer. Pretty lean, very lean, but still, yeah. But I don't think, like, bodybuilding is popular. It's more, many people do running. So anyway, yeah, so back to the food. Because this country is Islam country, so they do not eat pork. We just had a lamb last night. It was amazing. You know, lamb is good. Beef and chicken and fish. Oh my gosh. The fish was so good. Like, probably, like, I mean, I've been eating so many good foods, like, in the States or in Japan or Korea, but the fish here was absolutely amazing. Maybe I need to go back to the Europe and then try. They might have some good food as well. But oh my gosh, the fish was here. The food is amazing here. And just even home food, like, the things that they cook, it's very healthy. But I guess the secret is olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. They put a lot of it in whatever they do. So anyways, yeah, so anything, like, I went to this restaurant and they had like fish appetizer, but it was different. Like they use a lot of tomatoes and extra virgin olive oil, and that taste was really good. So I just love the food here, but the thing is I've been eating too much because I enjoy the time and being here, and I always try to make it, you know, I don't want to be on a diet when I'm on a vacation. But again, I'm not going to make myself excuse just eating sugary stuff. But still, if you eat a lot, then you'll gain weight. And for the first time since 2010, my abs are gone. I even posted it on my Instagram. Oh my gosh, my abs are gone. But, well, yeah, I gained definitely a lot of fat. However, I am really enjoying this time, my vacation. It is just precious, you know. And if you have a chance to go, and you know, I've been in the professional bodybuilding scenes as well, and I've been out competing, and there are times, like years, all I did was like eat and train, just home, gym, and home and gym. And it's kind of weird for me to tell this to you, because you know, this is kind of the mentality, like, hey, work hard, you know, and like hit the gym, like these dedications, and all these are great. I do believe that, because without those times, I wouldn't be me, you know, because I had to sacrifice much things to stay very consistent or dedicated to my training. But when I think back, and especially for bodybuilding, like, it doesn't matter how hard you have worked before, like 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, if you miss your diet about a week or two or a month, your body's gone. I mean, it is a hard and tough truth, though. So I'm thinking, like, so tell me how you think. Like, I don't know if you understand how I feel. Maybe you could if you've been in my situations. Like, and then I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. I've been working super hard, super dedicated for like 7 years. And then like, if I don't keep it up for 2 weeks, then it's gone. Like, I'm getting so stressed. And I don't think that's healthy, you know? And for me, there's no point, like, if you have to drop off everything, just eat and train and sleep, and what is the purpose of living? I mean, having a nice body is good, but I think what's more important is how do you live your life? Are you happy with it? I mean, yes, I was happy to see my body like that. I mean, it meant to me, like, because I was competing, I was looking forward to win the shows and all that, but I'm talking about the day after the show. Like, what's left? Like, abs? Like, I mean, the abs are gone if you don't eat clean, like, for weeks. So then I start thinking, then there has to be better way to keep your body or yourself, and you still enjoy your life, and you don't feel like you got nothing after all, because once your abs are gone, you feel like, oh my gosh, like, what I have done, you know, I lost them all. Like, and I spent like 7 years, and like, I did not like that feeling. So I think that's why it's more important than not super lean and like super trained, like super like, oh, I'm always hitting the gym, because one point, like, you're gonna hit this moment and like, why are you doing this, you know? What is it? Like, really, like, what's the point of doing this? I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Like, it's a hard feeling for me to say, because I am the motivator. I motivate people to do or to be better you. I'm not saying being lazy. That's totally different. But what I can tell you now, after the years of training, this is how I believe it. Having a nice body is amazing. Yes, it needs a lot of hard work, dedication, but it shouldn't take your life. You shouldn't take over, like, all your things. Your relationship is more important than, I think, just making your body. and you can still find the fine line and good ways to make it. You know, you can be in a good relationship and being doing something active together and eat good food and enjoy your life. Not just, okay, babe, I gotta go, you know? Like, so that was me. I mean, I talk about my relationship before, and it was hard for me to be with somebody, like, because I was so focused on my training, my meal, my time. It's just so about me. And I ended up like not hanging out with nobody because I found it like useless. I mean, it's just kind of hard, tough, or maybe it's not the right words, but it is a truth. Like, I refused spending time with my family and friends because I cared more about my training and my body, and I did not want to waste my time. But when you think about it though, like, you don't live here this life by yourself. And this is just amazing and beautiful because you do have somebody to share it with. And if you were just you in this whole world, what's a beautiful thing? It's like, what is it? You just enjoy it. Like, you have so much money, but if you're the only person who can just buy things and, you know, nice things and nice eating nice food, but if you have nobody to share it with, and I just see that, that's like pointless. And I'm maybe not making sense to you. Like, what are you talking about? You need to do hard work. Like, I mean, I was one of them. I mean, I still think that I am so persistent. Like, I'm a go-getter. I go get things like okay, I want to be successful. Like, I'm a hard work person, but now I see things, especially about fitness, a little bit differently. I do still work hard. And I do love to eat, like, healthy and all that. But it's a little different than when I was competing. When I was competing, everything is about me, like I said. But I found things are really important to me and my life. And you have to learn how to make a balance, and still, I mean, I love me having nice body. So right now, I feel a little bit not happy, or a little bit, I'm not. My body is not the way that I want it to be. Well, that's okay. Well, because I will, when I go back to Korea, I'm gonna work on it. You know, I'm gonna get back on my diet, working hard. And by the way, I started this intermittent fasting, and I'll tell you why. I never believed in, like, oh, this time or this diet and that diet. However, if you don't try things, then you'll never know. You just have to do it for yourself, right? So I've heard so many people talk about intermittent fasting, many famous or like athletes, and then they say that it's very good for you, not only muscle building, growth hormone, health-wise, it's actually better. So there are many different stories. I think, you know, over the years, some theory has been proved that was wrong, that was kind of mistakes. So what we know, it's not true, and I believe that any food or any workout or any types of whatever, then it has both sides, pros and cons. Even food, we talk about, okay, so brown rice is good or this is bad. But I think both depends on the situation, depends on the person, depends on the circumstance. It can be good, it can be bad. And it has some of the pros, it has some of the cons. So you have to decide which one you want to go with. And anything, it's, if you eat only one thing, even though it's super good, and I believe that's still bad for you. So for me, making a balance and giving a lot of a variety is important. And I've been eating, like, last 7 years, 8 years, I've been eating just super clean food every, like, 3-4 hours throughout the days, you know. But I will eat the same thing. There is one thing that it's not gonna change. Some people believe, like, high fat, like low carbs and things like that, but I do believe we do, as a human being, we do need all, like, macronutrients. So proteins, fat, and carbs, and I do believe we do need them all. So it's never gonna change that for me, like not eating any of them. I will still consume those, but this time I want you to try this intermittent fasting, which is I'll be fasting for 16 hours and then I'll be eating those 8 hours time frame. So the ideas for this is give your stomach not being eating, and then it's gonna give you time to process your body. And I wanted to see how my hormones are working with my empty stomach. And people been saying, you heard a lot, like eating breakfast is important. So for my case right now, I'm not gonna be able to eat my breakfast because my first meal starts at noon and my last meal finished like by 8 o'clock. So eat between 12 noon to 8, and I'll be fasting from 8 to the next day at noon. For 7 days, definitely I lost fat. The reason why, because I've been eating 4 times a day, but I just had to cut my one meal, which is breakfast. So of course, if you don't eat much, then you eat less calorie, you lose weight. But my point is, I was not being able to find any like health improvement or like, some people say that they gain more energies from not being eating. Like, I don't know how that works because I get super hungry. And I was super hungry the whole time till like noon. And then noon. Oh, one thing funny though, not funny, because I just stopped eating for 16 hours. So my stomach got smaller. So I thought I would be eating a lot because I've been like fasting, but I actually couldn't eat much because my stomach getting full. But because I cut my overall calorie, I feel like I have lost some energies. So okay, so I just had to pause for a bit because I just found that there was one guy was walking. So by the way, I'm just recording this by the beach, like I said. And then this guy was saying, oh, he saw me on Instagram, so he wanted to take a photo with me. It's like, oh my gosh, that's pretty cool, you know? How, like, I think being Instagram and Facebook makes this world so small. Like, I feel like I'm friends with everyone from everywhere. So feel free to leave me a comment and let me know, because even though we are not physically seeing each other, but still, you can still make a good friends online. Sometimes we have to be careful though, but I think it's being real. Like, people gonna know if you are real. So anyway, thank you for stopping by and saying hello to me and taking photos with me. And I just wanted to finish this for now. And definitely I will tell you more about my story when I go to Casablanca. So my story will keep coming one more. I will have one more episode for my Morocco trip. But for now, I gotta go to eat my breakfast. Oh my God, this is my favorite time to eat. I love eating. Anyway, so have a good day. And I covered quite many stories today, and I was not talk about just trip, but I don't know, I ended up talking about my thoughts, my philosophy, but also how I'm going, how what I want my life. So I hope you enjoyed my story, and if you are on a vacation, stay safe and enjoy your time with your loved ones. So until then, I will keep you updated. So I'll see you soon. Leave a comment below and subscribe, and let me know if you have any questions. So find me on Instagram, Minsugo. Also, you can find me on my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. And actually, my first ebook is coming up, the gold standard. So it's really close. It's gonna be unpublished soon. So let me tell you more about the details in the next episode. So Thank you again for all your support, and I'll see you next time. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.